Tuesday afternoon, time to visit Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Are you ready for the snow?
We might as well be. I mean, why don't we just accept our fate at this point? It's going to happen.
That's right. I found my. I went and found my snow shovel in my garage last night, so I'm ready too.
You're prepared.
I started the snow blower up. Mm-hmm. Make sure it worked, and so we're ready to roll. Bring it on.
Yep. But there's no stopping it, right?
That's
so we
right.
might as well just accept that it's going to happen.
Yep.
Although I did see that this morning they were putting up the giant snowflake Christmas decorations on Main Street here, and I think that's kind of a bad omen. I think that's asking for trouble under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Those
are really nice. I think, are those new, I wonder?
Yeah, well, relatively new. Yeah. I think just a couple years ago they got bought, and yeah, they look great when they're up, but I don't know if giant snowflakes are what we want to be thinking about right now. I think that's a little mean-spirited.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to be getting the real giant snowflakes here shortly. So, all right.
Oh,
well, a lot of activity during the holiday season at the library. So, fill
Absolutely.
Us in, Lydia. What's going on in Madison and Dawson and Gamby?
Well, okay. Yeah, let's start out with Madison stuff. So, we've got some upcoming adult crafts, lots of kids events going on. For adult crafts, we're going to be doing Christmas bath bombs on Tuesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. So, those will be a fizzy bath bomb with Epsom salts and different scents and things that you can put in your bath, and they fizz up and make your tub smell like Christmas.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't remember the last time I took a bath.
Oh,
I mean,
dear.
I shower. Wait a minute.
Oh, dear.
Let me clarify this. I shower every day.
Uh-huh. Good back paddle there,
People still
Paul.
Take baths then, huh?
Okay. I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Just not you, apparently.
I
know. I don't know. I think we'll have to talk to Maynard about this.
Well, I shower every day, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds likely.
Let's move along here.
All right. So, let's see. Bath bombs, that's December 17th at 6 p.m. Then we'll jump ahead into January. Frightening thought. We're going to be in January hosting a smitten making class.
A smitten?
Smitten.
What's that?
Well, I thought you might ask.
Smitten.
Smittens.
Okay.
Smittens, plural. Because a smitten or smittens are mittens made out of old sweaters.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're smittens.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. So this is a two-part class we're going to be doing in January. The first part is on January 21st, a Tuesday at 6 p.m., and then the next part of the class will be that Thursday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. So over the course of the two nights, people will pick out their fabrics from the sweater they want to use, cut out their patterns, and then sew them together to make a pair of custom cozy mittens out of recycled materials.
Okay.
We have a lot of fun reusing things that might otherwise get thrown away. And one way you can do that is with mittens. And we need mittens this time of the year, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's some of the adult stuff coming up in Madison. Kids crafts, we hold those on Thursdays at 4:30, with the exception of this Thursday, of course.
Yep.
Because we will be closed for Thanksgiving. But upcoming crafts will include Peanuts Christmas necklaces on December 5th, Snowman stocking ornaments on December 12th, and Snowman button ornaments on December 26th. We'll also have Kids Cocoa Club on Thursday, December 19th at 3:30 p.m. That's just a hangout and socializing time for the kids where they can come in, play games, do some coloring, just generally hang out in our conference room and spend a little time with each other. We're also going to be doing a Polar Express Pajama Day on Saturday, December 22nd. We haven't done Polar Express in a couple of years, so I always get excited when we get around to doing that. It's lots of fun.
What is Polar Express then?
Well, if you're familiar with the book or the movie, it's all based around that.
Oh, okay.
And so what we're going to be doing is a movie viewing. We're going to be reading the book, and then we're also going to be doing a really cool snow globe ornament craft
that
kids can put together. Of course, we'll also have hot cocoa and snacks, and that starts at 10:30 on December 22nd. So I know there's some other Christmas stuff going on that afternoon in Madison that the Chamber and different places are putting on, so you can start early at the library at 10:30 and make a day of it.
All right.
Let's move over to Dawson. Dawson's kids' crafts are held on Tuesdays at 3:30 p.m. Upcoming classes will include Peanuts Christmas necklaces on December 3rd, button snowman ornaments on December 10th, and snowman stocking ornaments on December 17th. Dawson's also going to be hosting a holiday youth bingo on Wednesday, December 18th at 3:30. And then an all-ages holiday sing-along on Saturday, December 14th, starting at 10:30 a.m. And they'll also be serving some snacks and light refreshments with that. And then Dawson is doing their Polar Express Pajama Day on December 7th, starting at 10:30 a.m. So that will also include a movie viewing, hot chocolate and snacks, and a craft.
In pajamas.
In pajamas. Yeah, we're encouraging everybody to get cozy, the kids and their parents, and put on their pajamas, maybe bring a blanket, and yeah, just make a day of it.
When is that? When is that again?
In Dawson, it's December 7th, and in Madison, it's December 22nd.
Okay.
Did I get that right? Yes.
Okay.
December 22nd.
All right.
So, also jumping back a little bit into this month, even though it's almost over, Dawson is going to be doing Alcohol Ink Christmas ornaments on November 30th at 12:45 p.m. Camby will be doing that same thing also on November 30th, but they'll be doing it at 10 a.m. I think there's still a couple of openings in Dawson and Camby, so give them a ring if you want to take part in that. And then one other thing for Camby, they're going to be doing a kids' movie day tomorrow, Wednesday, November 27th at 3:30 p.m.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So all of our, I always get asked, so what does it cost for us to do this? It doesn't cost anything. All of our crafts and events are completely free. We just ask that you call us and pre-register because we only have a limited number of supplies for each of these things. And it's also just nice to know how many people to expect to when we're getting set up.
Okay.
Also, of course, Madison, Dawson, and Camby have book clubs that you can take part in. You just have to ask a staff member at the library to get started. They'll get you that month's book, and you can join in on the book club. So Madison's book club meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7:15 in the evening. Camby's class meets the first Tuesday morning of the month. They do that at 10:30 a.m. And then Dawson's is the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. They also have an evening one.
Okay.
So that's kind of an overview of a few things we have coming up. Please go onto our Facebook pages and websites and see the full list. And then I also want to remind everybody before we get into talking about books that Thanksgiving is coming up and all Pioneerland libraries, including Madison, Dawson, and Camby, will of course be closed Thursday, November 28th for Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right, let's find out what you're reading and the staff at the Madison Library.
All right. So what I am reading is The Great Pretender, The Undercover Mission That Changed Our Understanding of Madness by Susanna Cahalan. For centuries, doctors have struggled to define mental illness. How do you diagnose it? How do you treat it? How do you even know what it is? In search of an answer, in the 1970s, a Sanford psychologist named David Rosenhan and seven other people, sane, normal, well-adjusted members of society, went undercover into asylums around America to test the legitimacy of psychiatric labels. Forced to remain inside until they'd been proven sane, all eight emerged with alarming diagnoses and even more troubling stories of their treatment. Rosenhan's watershed study broke open the field of psychiatry, closing down institutions and changing mental health diagnosis forever. But, as Cahalan's explosive new research shows, very little in this saga is exactly as it seems. What really happened behind those closed asylum doors, and what does it mean for our understanding of mental illness today? And then, let's see, Deb is reading, I Really Needed This Today, by Hoda Kotb. Several years ago, Today Show host Hoda Kotb began posting a variety of quotes on her Instagram page. Some were pinned by her favorite writers. Others offered a dose of love or laughter. Just when she thought the quotes were meaningful only to her, a funny thing started happening. Reaction poured in from thousands of people who were just as moved. The quotes weren't just providing inspiration to Hoda, they were comforting and connecting people. So many of their comments read, "I really needed this today," a phrase that inspired the book's title. In I Really Need This Today, Hoda not only shares 365 sayings and quotes, she writes about people and relationships, experiences that have pushed her to challenge her boundaries, embrace change, and much more. Written with her signature wit and warmth, this book is the ideal companion to tuck beside your bed or bring with you on the go to keep you motivated, recharged, and inspired each day.
Yeah, and Hoda just got engaged this past week.
Did she?
Yep, right on the air on the Today Show.
So. Okay. Yeah, she's had, I think, a long-time boyfriend,
yep.
And they have a couple of kids together?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see, who should we jump into next? How about Catherine? So Catherine and her girls have been reading, I always love these children's book titles, Stretchy McHandsome by Judy Schachener. A handsome and totally fetching street cat with a penchant for trouble stars in the new picture book by Judy Schachener. Stretchy McHandsome is not only good-looking with his ginger fur, but he has personality that shines as well. Leaving the safety of the McHandsome clan, he stretches himself away from home and all around town. Out and about, he is spotted by a girl with a kindred spirit who makes him realize the one thing missing from his life is the warm lap of a loving person. How this gadabout finds his true girl makes for a story that is a little bit wild, but a whole lot wonderful. Karen is reading Death in Focus, Elena Standish, Book 1 by Ann Perry. So this is the new Ann Perry series. I know there's a lot of Ann Perry fans out there. She writes a lot of historical mysteries, and this is her newest series that she's starting on. So, on vacation from London on the beautiful Italian coast, 28-year-old Elena Standish and her older sister Margot have finally been able to forget some of the lasting trauma of the Great War. Touring with her camera in hand, Elena found new inspiration in the striking Italian landscape, and she's met an equally striking man named Ian. Not ready to part from one another, she and Ian share a train trip home to England, but a shocking murder disrupts their agenda, forcing Elena to personally deliver a message to Berlin that could change the fate of Europe.
Mm. Okay.
And Alice is reading Ice Cold Heart, Monkey Wrench, Book 10 by P.J. Tracy. On a bitterly cold winter night, Kelly Ramage leaves her suburban home, telling her husband she's going to meet a friend. But she never comes back. When her body is discovered, murdered in what seems to be a sex game gone horribly wrong, detectives Gino and Magozzi take the case, expecting to find a flirtatious trail leading straight to the killer. However, Kelly's sinister lover has done a disturbingly good job of hiding his identity. This isn't his first victim, and she won't be the last.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting books there.
Yes, a big variety of things.
Yeah, a lot of variety.
Lots of different tastes and interests going into that.
That's right. All right, once again, Lydia, you're going to be closed Thanksgiving Day, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And when are you open otherwise?
Well, our normal hours are Monday and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 10 to 2, and Monday through Thursday we're closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lydia. And you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too, Paul. Enjoy.
That's right. What's your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, my gosh, you're going to put me on the spot.
Yep.
You know, I don't think I really have one.
Oh, I like sweet potatoes.
I'm not a favorite food person. I don't have, like, a lot of favorite food,
Okay.
So I can't give a fun answer. Whatever's for dinner.
There we go. Yeah. That's a good answer. I like sweet potatoes, so.
Sweet potatoes are good.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Paul.
That's Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.